High explosives were dropping all around out, and machine guns spluttered every few minutes. But it was so dark that even the German flares did not reveal us. Three quarters dead, I mean each of us three quarters dead, we reached the dugout and relieved the wretches therein. I then had to go forth and find another dugout for a still more advanced post, where I left 18 bombers. I was responsible for other posts on the left, but there was a junior officer in charge. My dugout held 25 men tight-packed. Water filled it to a depth of 1 or 2 feet, leaving, say, 4 feet of air. One entrance had been blown and blocked. So far, the other remained. The Germans knew we were staying there, and decided we shouldn't.